Been a minute in it, but guess who's back? Back again. What is this?
The future. The future. The future.
The future.
The future. The future.
The future.
The future.
Oh, the future.
The future.
The future. The future. The future.
The future.
The future. Woo!
The future.
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 The
future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
The future. The future.
The future.
Our future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
Been having that intro seated on the draft for so long, so I decided, since it's 2022, this is the first episode, let's just use it. Friends, tell a friend to tell another friend to just send me audios of them just saying the future. And it was chaos. When I say it was chaos, I had so many voice notes to edit, and I'm like, how do I make this to 30 seconds? And I end up having how many seconds? 40 something. But yeah, oh my god, I'm back. You know, for a minute I thought I'm like podcast now. Apana. But 2022, what the fuck, how did we get to 2022? You remember the last time I was complaining that how are we in 2021? Because I was like, we are still in 2020, right, guys? Right? The same way I still think I'm 15 when all my friends are out here having kids and people are being proposed to. Guys, what happened to let's just wait for this thing? What happened to we are still 15? How are you guys having babies? How? And I'm still here. The funny thing is I still want 7 kids. But I'm not going to talk about that today. 2021, what a year it was. I started my podcast, I think, in March of last year, which was a weighted thing because I was supposed to start it in 2020, but I didn't. Am I too fast? Am I excited? Wanted to do it in 2020, but then delay tomorrow, next week, next month, and boom, March 2021, start an episode. And I did that, which was one of my, I think, my proud moment to just start something because I've wanted to do a podcast for so long. And I finally decided, you know what, let's just take a leap of faith, because I had some issue with, just me complaining, it will not be on Spotify, blah, 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 because Spotify was not still in our country by then. But immediately I uploaded my first episode, Spotify was already available, Spotify became available in our country, and That was good. I always say this, the podcast is my baby. I love sitting on my bed and just talking to myself, looking around things as I'm doing now. It's kind of no one will understand this. No one, it's only me to understand it. No one will understand it. Okay. 2021 has been good. Let's just say 2021 was good. Let's introduce this podcast. Let me introduce myself. Hi guys, welcome to the Future Podcast, and I'm your host, Donata Odhiambo, for the first timer. This is my shit. This is mine. Yeah, that's mine. Look at the screen. Yeah, that's mine. This water. Too much TikTok. Okay. Today is on a Wednesday. I don't know the date. My phone. Okay, there we go. 12th of January. I don't know why I have a problem with remembering dates, but today is on Wednesday, 12th of January 2022. This is my first episode this year. Everyone, happy new year. I know I'm late, I know, but at what point do we even stop saying happy new year? I think I can even tell you happy new year on June, because if I haven't seen you from January to June and I see you in June, I'll tell you happy new year. Is that allowed? I don't have resolution for the future podcast. I don't even have resolution for myself. For the first time in my year, I didn't feel the need of I want this, because I think I'm at a point where I don't want the pressure of having a list. I'm like, you know what, let me just breathe throughout 2022, let me be alive. Whatever comes my way, let it come. I'm not going to keep the hope alive with a fucking list of 22 things that I want this year. I always do this. 2021, I had 21 things that I need to do. And when I say only like maybe 9 of those things came true, and I'm like, what happened to the rest? What happened to the rest? So this year I just said, you know what, let me just breathe, let me be alive. Keep yourself alive. You people will understand me when I say keeping your hopes alive with a list of things that you need to accomplish, so hard. It's hard for me to like, because it will be a lot of pressure when you are, let's say, when you're, it's already June and you haven't even accomplished any of those things in your list, and there are fucking 22 of them. How are you going to have a G-Wagon and also be in Japan in like a month? How? Speaking of G-Wagon, Mercedes have been doing me dirty. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about G-Wagon. So you are leaving G-Wagons for people who are capable of getting G-Wagons. Let's move on. And I'm just okay with it. I have things I want to do, but I don't want to make them a list that this, I must do this. No, I know the pressure of I must do this, I must accomplish this, I must do this, I must get it. I just want to breathe. Let me breathe for 2022. And when I say breathe, I don't mean relax. I mean, let me be alive. You know what I mean? Let me be alive. Let me just have it. Let's go with the flow. That's the word I'm looking for. The flow. Let's go with the flow. And I can't wait for what 22 has. By the way, should I talk about it now? Okay, let's go on. This is sad. I got fired on Sunday. Was it on Sunday? No, I got fired on Monday night. So on Tuesday, which was yesterday, I went to clear. No, why are you laughing and you got fired? I got a job at a place where it's just providing services to people. And it's still funny that I got fired. Okay, let me tell you the story. Compose yourself. I know I'm not gonna cry about it. The contract was, I was supposed to do it for like 30 days, and then it's over. I think I did it for 19 days. I did it for 19 days. So and it is good, cause I'm kind of a friendly person when it comes to people. My friendly side is usually the talking and giggle at the same time, you know what I mean? You like I'm doing now. And it's usually my charming, I think that's my charming when I talk and I giggle at the same time. But yeah, let me tell you how I got fired. So once in a while they will come and like maybe is it supervise or see how things are going with you. So they sent someone, and they didn't even send someone. This is someone that I've been talking to for like the first, not the first, like the fifth day of me being on the job. And dude comes, and the place is not that full. You know how service areas sometimes are, sometimes maybe full, sometimes maybe it's ranged with times how people come and get out of the place. And this dude comes, and the first thing is like, I think that's past the deadline. I'm like, no, because today is, it on Sunday was 9th, right? Today is 9th, so the deadline was supposed to be 9th. We talked about the deadline first, and I kind of felt like some issues, some anger issues. Did they just say anger? I felt some odd in his voice about, oh, why is this still up there and it's already and it's 9th, it's supposed to be down because that it's past the deadline. And you know those people that don't like to be corrected? I think this guy is one of them. So me being me, because I thought I was going to get in trouble for that, I can explain how I understood the deadline issue. And this is normal. It's a normal thing. When we say the deadline is 9th, that means it's up to 9th, 12 a.m. Which he was wrong, so I corrected him, and he kind of felt weird. Why is this girl correcting me? And I was right, which I still think I am. Why am I being confused with this? I think I'm still right. When we say the deadline is 9th, that means when it reached 12 a.m., where now the day changed to 10th, then the deadline is off. So we had a kind of a weird situation at first, and I think he felt bad about me correcting him. So he kind of moved around and left me standing there. So I'm like, when I was standing there, I was still busy with my stuff. He comes back to me and like, why are you still here? Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. You're shouting. No much activities. So it's like, why are you not getting customers? Why? I'm like, am I supposed to go outside this place to like fetch people outside? Is that what you want me to do? In my head, no. I'm being professional here. It's okay. I'm gonna let you have the pass of you shouting at me while I'm still standing there. So in my head, I'm like, am I supposed to go outside and like fetch people to come inside and give them the services? Why does give them the services sound cocky? Okay, I need to focus with the story. And so if someone shouts at me, I usually go into silent mode. I'm like, okay, I don't want to annoy you because you're already, this is like a public area. If I start coming back to you the way you're coming to me, this will be bad. So, compose yourself, Donata, you can do this. He started screaming at me. So I'm like, why are you still standing there? I start moving around, blah, blah, blah. And since he was here for supervision, they usually have this thing where they're supposed to take pictures or of things going around with you around the nene. Like, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. By the way, he asked if I was okay. This was before we started talking about the deadline of the offer. We are moving around. Like, why are you not getting me customers? Get me people. Why are you not getting people? Still in my head. I'm supposed to go outside to get people to come inside this place. Just starts screaming, oh, this is how you work. This is so unprofessional. This is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's like I have a certain area that I was in charge of. So in that area, I'm not supposed to move to other area to get people to come to my area. I'm supposed to be in my area. If people come to my area now, those are my people. I'm in charge of them. And at this time, there were no people coming to my place. And the dude was so impatient, like, why are you not getting me people? I need to see you interacting with people. I need to see how you work. Whew. Okay. 5 minutes gone. No people in my area. And at this point, I'm like, okay, this is really getting interesting. Now the dude starts threatening me. I was still calm all the way when he was shouting, blah blah blah, composing myself, cause I'm not the one to get mad. I hate myself when I get mad. I'm not the good person. You know when a sentence is supposed to start with a capital letter, my sentence start with, what the fuck do you want me to do? He's like, oh, I'm going to report you. You're not doing anything at this place. You're not even, I've been here for like, I think now at this point, like, not 10 minutes, maybe less than 10 minutes. I've been here and you're not even doing anything, blah, blah, blah. So when he threatened me to tell, now the big ones, my job is at risk, let me just let it out that I am not a bad person. I felt like the dude was now bullying me. I know the difference between work under pressure and bullying someone to work. Like, I am doing you a favor. You didn't have any people to hire. I fit for this job. That's why I'm here. Why are you being nasty to me? So on Monday, I think it was like 10 p.m. I get a text from not the guy, now the other person. There are like so many supervisors. So another supervisor texts me and like, yo, so we have an issue with the place of work. So don't show up tomorrow, which will be on Tuesday. Now at this point, I'm like, did the place burn down or someone robbed the place or it's flooded? What happened to the place? Or is it just me? So now she texts me. She's a lady. She texts me. She's like, no, actually, it's not about the place. It's about you. And she's like, but it's not so negative. That's right, it's so negative. Just tell me I was negative, because don't look like a soft person for me. If you're going to shout at me the way you are shouting, I wanted to believe you are the strongest minded person, that you can take a correction, you can take someone's opinion, or you can take people speaking the mind. Because the shouting looks so bossy. Man, a bossy. I mean, you should be the bigger person. He texts me in the morning to like, yo, don't show up. Another, don't show up at the workplace. Don't show up at the workplace. Just come and clear with us. I did mention this. So when he left, people now started asking me, why was he shouting? Why were you guys shouting at each other? Blah, blah, blah. That's how bad it was. I've never been bullied as a kid for someone who went to public school where our class is like 54 kids in a class. For someone who went to a madrasa where a classroom's like 100 kids, I've never been bullied as a kid. I was not going to allow to be bullied as a 21-year-old girl. Yes, I'm 21. And it's so weird how they made me, they kind of tried to make me feel so not bad about it. Trying to cover up the firing thing with, oh, the place has some issues, or there are other chances, or there's a reshuffling. I'm like, nah, just say you fired me, you reported me, and that's okay. It's fine, I'm okay. I was here for 30 days. Thank God I did it for 18 days, which is still good money for me. So, yeah, that happened. I got fired. I think that this is my first time people are like, fired. I let go, I will still feel guilty that I didn't speak my mind when I had a chance to. And I had a chance to, and I did it. So, that went great. I'm not a bad employee. I'm not a bad person. I have so much patience. But if you keep on poking, my ugly geography teacher used to say this: if you push me to the wall, I will push you back. If you cut me, I will bleed. No, I called him ugly because the man called us stupid, the whole class. That's only for another day. So dude cut me and I was bleeding, so I had to. 2022, what the fuck? What do you have for me? Thank you so much, guys, for listening to the Future Podcast. And yes, I'm fine. How you doing? I'm fine. Go listen to I'm Fine by BTS. I'm okay. I'm fine. I think I'll not be fine if they if they fired me on the second day or the third day. That will be bad. But yeah, not even less than how many days? Not even less than 10 days into 2022, and I'm already fired. Yes, that happened. That's life. So I'm back with recording the episode. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Future Podcast, and you have been with me, the Future host. Oh my God. How am I supposed to end this? Thank you so much. I've been your host, Donata Odhiam, and I'm out. Thank you. Shukran. Asante. Kamsamida. Erokamano.